Welcome back to NewsRamp Cryptocurrency for Thursday evening, August 20th, 2026. As always, real news stories with AI narration. Visit newsramp.com for the full articles. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Here we go.
Trump's WLF gets conditional approval to operate as a bank. A federal banking regulator has conditionally approved a bank charter for a crypto company tied to President Donald Trump and his family, potentially allowing the venture to expand its customer base and revenue. Industry leaders like Coinbase Global Inc. will be monitoring how concerns about conflicts of interest involving the president are managed.
Tech Media Breaks, AZO AI Holdings Inc. unveiled Atlas One, the first phase of Project Atlas, a South Texas compute infrastructure campus with up to 500 megahertz of planned power capacity. Approximately 6 megahertz of compute infrastructure has been activated, achieving 97.8% uptime. The company plans to expand capacity for AI/GPU hosting, high-performance computing, and Bitcoin mining. AT&T has committed $2.40 million for high-capacity connectivity. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
Mission IREM News Breaks, Olinox Industries reports 15.13 BTC mined in July 2026. Olinox Industries reported mining approximately 15.13 Bitcoin in July 2026, reflecting planned curtailment and low power operations. The company's fleet consists of 9,584 ASIC miners with an average operational hash rate of 1.02 EH per second. Olinox aims to convert natural gas into compute at the point of generation. Monthly production updates will be provided early each month. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Cryptocurrency Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.